direction in a sea of chaos. Welcome to Abounding Grace. Join us now with Pastor Chris Gordon as we open the Word of God.
So very thankful that you've tuned in today to Abounding Grace Radio. I'm Pastor Chris Gordon of the Linden United Reformed Church. As always, thankful to bring these radio broadcasts to you. This week, we're going to look at the wonderful structure and blessing that God has given in the family. Marriage and the family, the home and the family. And there's no place, one of the great places to look and study this is right out of the Psalms, Psalm 128. And I want to read that psalm, and then we will unpack this week. And if you're listening, tune in all throughout this week. This is going to be a wonderful series for understanding God's design for the home. And there is nothing more crucial that we have to consider today when we look at a society disintegrating in front of us. So, Psalm 128, this is what we read. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. When you eat the labor of your hands, you shall be happy, and it shall be well with you. Your wife shall be like a fruitful vine in the very heart of your house. Your children like olive plants all around your table. Behold, thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord. The Lord bless you out of Zion, and make you see the good of Jerusalem all the days of your life. Yes, may you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. What a wonderful psalm. And let me begin by saying, in much of the wisdom literature of the Bible, the Lord is always setting before us a great contrast between those who fear the Lord and those who do not. Vanity of vanity, says the preacher, all is vanity. I think it's been correctly translated. Useless of useless. It's all useless. I believe that's got to be about the worst word to describe someone's life. You know, can you imagine rising every morning, laboring so hard, working throughout your whole life, only to realize on Judgment Day that everything you ever did was useless? You're saying, if you say that, that not only is the work useless, but somebody's life is useless. That's a hard thing to accept. It would be the greatest tragedy to a life under the sun, wouldn't it? To be useless. And yet the Bible is always holding forth this contrast and telling us that this is indeed the reality for most people who live on the face of the earth after the fall into sin. The biblical writers are giving us a heavenly perspective about the life of man. As they look out into the world, they see men who are seeking and searching for happiness, for significance, for meaning, for security, for pleasure, but never obtaining anything of real or lasting value. In our pursuit of the American dream and all of this hard work, all of this uproar and stress to have a good life, what really has become of the church, the family, and the moral state of our society? Need help with that? Would you be honest in considering that? The family suffers an awful fate when godly leadership is absent from the home. The physical structure of the house might be beautiful on the outside, well paneled and beautiful and painted well and elegant. The children might be involved in every imaginable activity, from sports to fine arts to 4-H, but in the end, all of this activity is in vain if God's blessing is not upon the home. Want to see a society without the blessing of the Lord? You live in one. One where it's normal now for couples to live together without being married. Where freedom and liberty includes a woman's right to kill her unborn child in the name of choice. Homes broken, divorce rates never higher, sexual immorality out of control, clinics full of people overstressed, new medicines to address all of these disorders just becomes more and more frequent. And the family structure disintegrating. Children, oh, the children of our society, products of broken homes. Why is it that we see so many angry and undisciplined children? We are living in an age where parents lack the most basic parenting skills, no idea how to discipline and train and nurture children. You show me a disrespectful child who has no respect for authority, and I will show you a child who has no fear of God, but I will also show you a spiritually lazy and apathetic father. Strong? You better believe it. We're tired of it. And today and this week, this psalm is explaining for us these two psalms, Psalm 127 and Psalm 128, why this occurs and what is the antidote to the curse that no man can overcome. How appropriate is this today, dear listener, for our families? When we see the sad, degenerative spiral the family has been subject to because of the fall. Everyone should walk away this week from this psalm with a clear understanding. This is the main point I want to drive at. The clear understanding that any pursuit in life that does not have as the goal the glory of God and the honor and fear of Him as the goal of our earthly endeavors is useless. Useless. Vanity of vanity, says the preacher. Let's look at this psalm with this understanding in mind. In verse 1 of Psalm 128, we have described who is truly blessed in this life. Verse 1, blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in His ways. Here the psalmist has in mind the godly man, and he is offset in his life as one who has really been blessed of the Lord. Psalm 127 and 128 are so intricately tied together that Psalm 127 begins by speaking of the curse upon those who do not build by fearing the Lord. Listen to the beginning of Psalm 127. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. House here is not a physical structure, but the whole domestic order of things, the family, the government of the household. God had originally designed the family to be the vital foundation of society, the building block, a healthy, peaceful order, and one that thrived to the glory of God. Psalm 127 was written by Solomon, and oh, did Solomon understand the vanities of life, the pursuit, a useless pursuit of life apart from the Lord. And he says, unless the Lord is building, those who try to build the house themselves labor in vain. In both of these psalms, he's describing the head of the household and how his leadership, his guidance, his priorities factor in the blessedness upon that home. So in Psalm 127, Solomon there is really giving us the mindset and consequences of a man who does not fear the Lord, of the ungodly man. The characteristic of the ungodly man is that he's building without the Lord. What he is describing here is a certain approach to life that lives for his work. He's devoted to his work, and by his gifts and hard labor, he's trying to take for himself and his family only what properly belongs to the Lord. This kind of man wears himself out in his work. That's where what the curse was. In the sweat of your face, remember, you shall work all the days of your life. You'll notice in verse 2 that it says that he stays up late and he rises early. It's all about work. It's all about earthly success. It's all about honor. He thinks that by his own hard work and ingenuity, he will be prospered. He thinks that by keeping the work ethic, he will be filled. Here's where the real point of Solomon's wisdom psalm must be understood. All of this hard work has as its goal a kind of autonomous kingly life, totally devoid of dependence upon the Lord to build his house. And what this psalm is showing us, the first psalm here, is what are the consequences of all this labor under the sun without the Lord? without the Lord being the center of the home. Remember, Joshua said that, as for me and my house, we will fear the Lord. We will honor the Lord. We will follow the Lord. I think verse 2 is one of the worst statements about the life of so many under the sun. They rise early, they sit up late. Ready? Here's what it says. To eat the bread of sorrows. What is that? The bread of sorrows. I think of Haggai's day when the people were all building their own paneled houses. And the house of the Lord got no attention. His kingdom got no attention. And they wouldn't finish it. And the Lord says, you eat. And this was the curse that the Lord put upon them. You eat, but you do not have enough. You drink, but you're not filled with drink. You clothe yourselves, but no one is warm. And he who earns wages to put it into a bag with holes. What happens if a bag has holes? God sent leanness into their hearts. All their work to build the house, to build the kingdom, to build their paneled houses without the Lord. And guess what happened? God put a curse on them that they never had enough. That was the curse. They had and they never had enough. By the way, does this sound familiar today? It's our whole society. But I'm not convinced Psalm 127 is speaking there just physically. If the head of the home neglects the Lord, where will the bread of sorrows be found? It will be found in the children and in the wife who suffers neglect. Listen, do you want to know why our society is falling apart? I'll tell you. Contra all the news sources every night, a president does not create this. Are you listening carefully? A president does not create this. Political policy that formed does not create the mess that we're in. Those are consequences to something else. We think today that if we just have the right political leaders, or if we just have better economic policies and better answers to corruption, that we will again enjoy life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. No way. I'll tell you what it is, dear radio listener. The problem that you're seeing play out as everything is falling apart all around us is a result and a consequence of what David cried out years ago. Ready? It's very simple. Help for the godly man ceases. How many really godly men do you know anymore? A man who is godly commands and demands respect. You want to listen to him. You want to respect him. When you see a society such as ours, troubled in chaos morally, justice non-existent, courts of total failure, divorce rates at an all-time high, fathers and mothers wailing about rebellious children, and so few homes that are really transformed to be a blessing in society. I'll tell you what's happened to that society. It's eating the bread of sorrows. Tomorrow we'll come back and consider more about that. What's the answer? Jesus Christ. He is the answer. He can restore our families. He can reverse the curse. He can turn the curse into blessing so that, again, we know what it is to live as Christ and to die as gain. So it's my prayer today that every head of the household would ask himself, what is he seeking? Is it himself or is it a passion for the Lord Jesus Christ? Abounding Grace Radio is brought to you by the United Reformed Church here in Linden. We are a church where the Bible sincerely believed and faithfully taught. 10 a.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. on the Lord's days. Join us for worship. We'd love to have you. LindenURC.com is the website. Thanks for tuning in today. May the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ continue to richly bless you.